Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation, today is National Goof Off Day!
Yay! How do we celebrate?
Like we do every day.
Yeah!
No, Gary, not.
That's goof off.
You're taking it too far,
Gary. Yeah, you sound like you in pain.
I know.
Good Lord.
Good Lord.
Anyway, coming up later in the show, we talk to Keke Palmer.
Okay.
And don't you dare come for Amber Rose's son. Ugh. Yeah, because she claps all the way back. But first, Gary, I heard you got some serious tea because Wendy Williams talk about my girl, Tamar.
Well, baby, yes, Miss Wendy Williams has been back, honey, and this week from her health hiatus, and she is more on fire, baby, than ever. Now, yesterday, she actually came for Miss Tamar Braxton.
No.
Oh, no.
She's going through enough.
Remember last week, honey, now, Miss Tamar shaved her head. Well, honey, this is what Miss Wendy Williams had to say about that.
Are Tamar and Vince still together? As far as I know, they are. Did she shave her hair because she's going through something with Vince? No, in my mind, Tamar is a classic case of somebody who will do anything for attention. Anything for attention.
Mm. Well, first of all, let's do say this.
Okay.
If she cuts her hair, she's cutting it because she wants to cut her hair. If she posts a picture, yes, she knows she's going to get attention. She can't help that she's a damn star. It is what it is.
But I understand I like Tamar. She's okay. A friend of the show. But to make that's for attention.
It doesn't matter. We'll never see her real hair, no way.
Shoulder.
So she looks beautiful with it bald, and she's going to look beautiful when she slap her wig back on. So what?
Yeah, she went into default character mode.
Yeah, exactly.
She can build from there.
Mm-hmm. I cut all my hair off just to put a wig on. Don't make no damn sense.
That's not all your hair?
Yes, this is my hair head crack today. Okay, cool. And then it'll grow back and be long and then short. Yeah, and my hair does that. Yeah. It retracts. Yeah. I'm like that baby doll. I got a crank in my bag, you know. Yes. Okay. Depends on what length I want.
Okay.
All right, guys. It's time to
grade the shade.
It's been a couple of months since Elton John announced his retirement.
Oh.
Yes, from touring. Well, Rod Stewart, who has been his longtime buddy and also humorous rival friend as well, went on Watch What Happens Live last night and was asked what he thinks about Elton retiring, and this is what he had to say.
I did email her and said, what again, dear? And I didn't hear anything back. But talking about the retirement, I think I've never spoken about retirement, and if I do retire, I won't make an announcement, I'll just fade away.
Got it.
I don't think this big deal, I'm going to retire. It's those stinks of selling tickets.
Come on now. Elton John does not have to do anything to sell tickets. It's Elton John. He don't have to make an announcement
at all.
To get attention to sell a ticket.
But right. He did.
But, like, I would have never bought tickets to go see Elton John had he not announced he's retiring.
Exactly.
I know you're not over there shading Elton John.
What?
You don't want those kind of problems.
Okay.
That's your whole fan base.
Yes, you don't want Elton Johnians to come get you.
Baby, that's like the beehive for me.
Okay.
You don't want it.
How
the Eltonians.
And they all got on flashy shades.
Okay.
Be covered in glitter and scratch the guy.
Well, you guys, Hall of Famer and two-time Super Bowl champion Deion Sanders has revealed in the past that he gets Botox, right?
Yeah.
Well, the 50-year-old legend is being open now about his latest procedure, hair transplants.
Oh, okay. You know I'm down for that.
Okay. Well, you guys, Deion has been going to Restore in Chicago where they surgically transplant individual hairs from the back of your head to the top. Here's a photo of him taken right before his last surgical procedure this week.
Ooh. Okay, it's a real situation there.
Yeah.
It looks good. It looks a little...
But to me, Dion looks good bald-headed.
It works for him. Yeah. He looks mad young.
But yeah. I feel bad, though. I hope Tracy's not making him grow hair, though. Because, you know, Tracy's
a little
young. And she might be saying, I don't like you bald-headed. You need to grow hair.
I don't think she would do that. She seems to be very loving and very supportive.
I think it looks great on him, too. I think he looks great with the hair, too. I think it's a little thin still, so he could just shake a little pepper in there, a little pepper. You know, a little something.
A little shoe polish.
Yeah, look at it, a little shoe polish. Just fill it in. That's what we women do. We get a little light on the top. We just sprinkle
a little waterproof mascara.
Yeah, a little mascara. We be like this. Then we do like this.
All right, now everybody knows comedian and friend of the show Michael Blackson, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Well, he was dating singer Georgia Raine for a long time, and then they broke up last year when she found out that he cheated on her with a fan.
Mm-hmm.
So Michael Blackson's been trying for a long time to try to win her back, and she says she's forgiven him, and it's been going on a couple dates here and there with him. And she recently posted on Instagram how he's trying to win her back with, guess what, y'all?
What?
Food.
Okay,
is
that's
she
a
fat?
Start.
No, yeah. She's like, she's
is she hungry?
Yeah, exactly.
You need food at least 3 times a day, right?
Right.
So she posted the screenshot and wrote, he's trying so hard to get me back. This fool cashed after me $100 for food. You know damn well this is going to be gone by 6 p.m. If you really want me back, cash app all my followers $100. Prove your love.
Hey, I'm a follower of her. So yeah, you damn right. I want my $100.
That's a bit much. God.
Yeah,
yeah, well, he want her back. Pay the price.
I hope it worked out, because you can tell he genuinely loves this girl.
Yeah. Well, he could have loved her too much genuinely if he cheated on her.
No, Gary, misfired. People make mistakes.
That's not a mistake. It's when you trip and fall.
Tell you.
All right, y'all, moving on. Brandy is clapping back at people.
Uh-oh.
For Mr. Ray J and Princess Love's baby shower. And Princess Love is clapping back at Brandy.
Uh-oh. What happened?
So last weekend, Ray J and Princess Love celebrated their baby shower.
Right.
But Brandy and her mom missed the event.
Oh. Yeah,
so
okay.
When rumors started swirling that Brandy skipped the shower because she and Princess Love got into a fight, Brandy decided to take matters into her own hands and give the couple a shout-out via Instagram. Now, she wrote, so sorry I missed this moment with the both of you. I had a show in Hampton, Virginia on the same day, but I'm so glad I was able to push my flight back for the gender reveal the day before. There is nothing here but love, and no matter what anyone says, we're family, and we always will be.
Oh,
well, your Princess Love gave her the biggest GTFOH, and she posted...
Oh, God.
Up posting this. I should post what you just text me.
Ooh.
See, Brandy is a stay out of her family's business unless it's something that they tell you.
But then when you get fake, you be fake, you get exposed.
Exactly.
No, but you won't get exposed until you open it
Wait
up.
Wait a minute. So y'all gonna tell me, now Brandy is Ray J's blood sister.
Yeah. Yes.
Y'all gonna tell me that if y'all in-law cuss y'all out over text message, allegedly, mm-hmm. that you gonna let her go online and speak all fluffy and nice like we love each other?
Yes.
And you would just cuss me
and
out?
And then we can get to cussing each other back out. But
home.
After that, because it's not the world's business. It's
exactly.
family and it's
yeah.
personal.
She should have sent it to her in a DM. You know how in DM you can unsend?
Right.
Yeah. Unsend it, honey.
Well, y'all, speaking of clapping back, Amber Rose is going in on her son's trolls, y'all.
Oh, Lord.
Yes.
Jesus.
I was hoping this was a strip story.
No.
Love that clapback.
Well, after Amber shared the video of Taylor Swift gifting her son VIP concert tickets, the trolls came out criticizing her son for liking Taylor Swift and calling him gay.
On a small child.
Okay.
Amber wrote on her Instagram stories, shout out to all the hyper-masculine men and ignorant dumbass women that will call a 5-year-old gay for liking Taylor Swift. This is why young kids kill themselves, and this is also why our society is so f***ed up. Liking a certain type of music will not make you pick your sexuality, you dumb
She's right.
Yes.
I love how hard she clapped back.
Yes.
That's what they deserve. How dare you stop talk about a child?
Well, also, Amber added that her son has more money in his bank account than any troll could ever imagine.
Ooh.
And regardless if he is gay or straight, she will support him no matter what.
Well, that's beautiful. Clap her hand.
She's going to support
That's
him.
That's right. You have to go back. You got to be mad at first.
Right.
Then you got to come back and really make your point. You know?
Like, you got to take it back to the hood
right.
on him.
And
he got more money than you. He sell lemonade on weekends.
And he got the breastfeed.
What?
At the end of the day, Sebastian is...
You're jealous of Sebastian.
Such a hater.
No, I'm not hating. I'm just mad. I wish I was Sebastian.
You want to live vicariously through him?
If I could astral project into his body when he was 2?
Stop it.
After the break, Kiki Palmer joins us in the studio.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Earlier this week, we had the one and only Miss Keke Palmer in the studio. Check it out.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into Dish Nation. It's a young lady who has 1,000 talents. And you can see some of those talents on the TV show Star. Make some noise for the one, the only, Keke Palmer.
Yay! Oh, thank you. Stop, stop. Keep going, going.
Yeah. She's a great tap dancer. Also, she does her own braids. She got skills.
I'm dead. If I could do my own locks, I would be so happy. I mean, I could definitely do a good weave.
All right. Like what they call a quick weave or...
I can do a quick weave, which is so easy and simple, but I definitely can braid it up as well.
That's what's up.
Don't play.
All right, so you back on the scene, crispy and clean, about to jump on television.
Yes.
Star, are you excited?
Yes, I love Star. Love that show. Lovely Daniel's been working with him. He actually is executive producing a movie I did called Pimp that's going to Tribeca in April. Yeah, so I was really excited when he, gave me the opportunity to be on the show, and I'm excited. My single, Bossy, is also premiering on the 28th, too. So.
Awesome. I'm independent, got my own girl. Now, a lot of times, like, in, like, urban culture, people only want to see you do one or two things.
Yeah.
You are, like, a quadruple threat. Like, I see you sing, see you dance, see you act.
Yes.
Your comedic timing is on
Thank
point.
Thank you. That'll be next. I'll be doing comedy tour at some
okay.
point.
Okay, might as well.
Let's do it. You're right. A lot of times people do try to make it seem like you can only do one thing, but I feel like I'm more so like one of the old days, entertainers, like, Sammy Davis Jr. or even when you think about Shirley Temple and Mickey Rooney and that type of the MGM, the Paramount, the old way of doing things, which I think is coming back. You know, I look at Childish Gambino or Donald Glover, whichever one you want to call him. He writes, produces, directs, sings, dance, acts. I mean, he does everything. And there are a bunch of other people that do those things as well. But sometimes people are afraid to express.
Chaka Khan wrote the song, You're Every Woman.
Yeah, come on now. I'm every woman. Yes.
Now, I could tell by your beautiful skin that you probably don't drink much, but you're good for some shots, right?
I don't know what my... First of all, this is all a gag. This is all makeup and then powder.
Yeah,
but I do like a good shot every now and then.
Well, check this out. We got this game called the Cup of Courage, right? And inside this cup, there are 5 shots. And these shots are individual questions that you could take the shots or you could pass them. But a brave soul such as yourself, I think you should have no problem taking these shots.
Pretty brave.
Right? So I'm going to pass it to you. Okay. And here we go.
Oh, movie part you wish was yours. There's 2. Can I do 2?
Go for it.
The Aaliyah story and, not that particular movie, but a movie about her. And the Whitney Houston one. I would like to play both of them.
Both of those people. I could totally see you doing the Whitney part.
Thanks.
Yeah. Aaliyah had a certain type of height, but you have a certain type of abs.
She could wear heels.
Abs.
Dude, your
I'm
ab
dead
game
at the
is pretty
abs.
Strong.
The abs being.
Yeah, you're absolutely fabulous.
These questions aren't that hard.
I know. I was writing them really quick on coffee and green tea.
Celebrity crush, Michael Ealy. Since I was a kid. Everybody knows I've always loved Michael.
Have you ever met Michael Ealy?
Yes, I did Barbershop 2 with him, and that's really, the crush is a genuine crush because he was so nice to me on that set.
Did you give in?
No, he's not interested. I was 9.
Oh, you were 9. Well, Charlie.
Good for him.
Most older guys
good
like
him,
young girls.
Because most people, I think we had you on the phone one time, and you told us the day you turned 18, you got a DM from a particular person from Chicago. And we laughed about that so damn hard because at first we were joking, but we knew it to be true.
Who was it?
Name rhymes with Star Belly.
Oh, Robert.
Oh, you know what? It's not like that, though. You
no
know
more.
What? No, it never was. Kales has been nothing but respectful to me. Much love to you, Kales. They tried to come for you today. I didn't let them.
Yo, Keke, I rock with you the long way, yo.
I wish I rock with you.
Well, make sure you tune in for the Return of Star next Wednesday on Fox. Give it up for the one, the only, Keke Palmer.
Woo! Keke!
Thanks, guys.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Well, looks like Drew Barrymore might be getting a very nasty phone call from Jake Gyllenhaal real soon.
Why?
What? Why?
Well, Drew and John Boyega joined James Corden for a game of Spill Your Guts or Fill Your Guts, which is basically like spill the tea or eat something really disgusting. Y'all know that game, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Drew was faced with this question, and this is what happened.
Rank your co-stars from most to least talented. Right? Adam Sandler, Hugh Grant, and Jake Gyllenhaal.
When I run into him next time, I'll be like, dude, it was like selling you down the river or eating turkey's balls. And by the way, I don't even care if he hates me. Oh, God. Okay. I'll say Adam, Hugh, Jake.
And she did him dirty.
Whoa. Do you think?
They at least could have put Hugh Grant last because your chances of seeing him is slim.
No, they could at least sauteed those balls. Those were basically boiled.
Oh, they could have fried them like some chicken livers or chicken gizzards or something.
Where do you get those?
I don't know.
I've never seen them served.
They look delicious, dog.
No, they look delicious.
They would look good to you, Gary.
You would have happily given our names.
Right. He's trying to throw y'all all under
the Here's your spill it or eat something disgusting. All right, so if you don't spill it, then you have to French kiss me.
Oh!
Yes.
Let me spill it.
I got one. Rank us in the room of who's the smartest.
The smartest, Brad. Then head cracked in Porsche.
Oh, but you put me in the bottom of that list.
No.
I think we'll be standing side by side, okay?
Y'all was in the same tutoring.
We was in, thank you, okay? We got the same IQ.
Okay.
QI.
All right, so moving on. It's deal time.
Yeah.
Now you all know how important a beautiful smile is, right?
Yes, we do.
Check this out. It's the Pro Noir Charcoal Teeth Whitener. It's a natural, organic alternative for not only whiter teeth, but healthier gums without using fluoride, bleach, or any toxic chemicals.
Oh, so it's pro-black.
Technically, yes. Wakandan approved. It safely cleans and polishes teeth, removing coffee, tea, and wine stains for all you drunks out there. And it freshens that breath, because no one wants a funky mouth.
Uh-uh.
Oh,
man.
Gary, you should try it right now.
You.
This two-pack can normally be seen as high as $80 before our Dish Nation family know what we slanging these for.
What? How much?
$25.
$25. That's way lower than I've ever seen it before.
That's awesome.
You know how we do. All you gotta do is head over to morningsave.com.
Coming up, we'll tell you which star just forced an entire hotel to be evacuated because he needed his nicotine fixed. Stay tuned.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Wilson has officially cleared the building.
Oh, what did he eat?
Well, here's what happened. Owen Wilson and a mystery woman was spotted sharing a cigarette at a hotel in South Beach, Florida, right? So apparently the smoke from this cigarette triggered an alarm and the entire hotel was evacuated.
I hate that.
Well, sources say security footage shows Owen and the woman dancing as the alarm goes off and then they casually sneak away while the hotel guests are shuffling down the stairs in their pajamas.
Something to admit, guys.
What?
Whenever the alarm goes off in a hotel room, I never leave my room.
You gonna burn up.
I guess it's my time. I do not leave my room. Like, it is so irritating because it always happens and it like in the morning or super, super late at night. And I just be like, it's probably just a
false alarm.
A false alarm. So well, I don't even leave my room.
At least peek out to see if you smell smoke.
Well, I mean, when I don't hear nobody screaming in the hallway, I be like, it's quiet. I guess we good.
How often does this happen to you?
It's happened like twice. 9 times out of 10, the wig is in a whole nother room. Okay. I done wipe my face off.
Right.
And I ain't, you know, and I sleep naked.
You're not recognizable.
Naked in a face.
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com for today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.